Hello and welcome to episode 147 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we begin our journey to ancient China by learning about the world in the Romance of the Three Kingdoms. This week is all about the epic Chinese book, The Romance of the Three Kingdoms. Tomorrow we'll start delving into the story itself, but before we do that, I want to take time and set the stage for the novel. Now, the 200s AD really aren't a good time for empires. The Roman Empire is tearing itself apart in what's called the Crisis of the 3rd Century. In Chang'an, China, the Han Dynasty is about to collapse. The Han Dynasty was actually founded by a guy named Liu Bang, a man born into a peasant family who actually took power by leading a rebellion of the Chinese proletariat against the ruling class. Foreshadowing anybody? The dynasty ruled China nearly uninterrupted for about 400 years, from around 200 BC to 220 AD. In 220, the dynasty split into three different principalities, each ruled by a competing emperor claiming to be the legitimate heir to the Han throne. And I swear this sounds like a perfect setup for a fantasy novel, but it's all true. One of the most important figures of this era, and one of the main characters of the novel, was a warlord named Cao Cao. Cao Cao had some interesting policies. For example, he sent soldiers to the fields to grow crops when the harvests were getting slow. For some reason, I get these strange images of US Marines doing extreme farming between grenade-throwing drills. In the kerfuffle surrounding the split of the Han Dynasty, Cao Cao rose to declare himself emperor, and a band of hardy leaders rose up against him. The Romance of Three Kingdoms chronicles this decline and the split of the Han Dynasty, and follows Cao Cao and those arrayed against him in the epic struggle for control of China. Thanks for tuning in to episode 147 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. There's a listener theme week coming up soon, and I have two spaces left, so if you have any ideas for topics, send them my way, and I'll do an episode on them. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Romance of Three Kingdoms week by meeting the other central characters of our little drama, and then setting the story in motion.